public speaking and creative writing was my enthusiasm and fascination with regards to the art of the use of language. And throughout my journey through public speaking and creative language, I've always found the use of figures of speech and different literary techniques to be one of the most interesting parts of my journey thus far. So let me today speak to you about a figurative use of language known as a Potemkin village. It's unfortunately a Russian word, Potemkin. So the story goes that in the 1700s, Empress Catherine III of Russia annexed Crimea. In those days, the general and courtier behind her, and her lover as well, was one Potemkin. So after Crimea was annexed, the queen wanted to go and see Crimea. But unfortunately, because of the war, it was absolutely destroyed. Potemkin, being both the lover of the queen and also the man responsible for the Crimea War, wanted to show Crimea after the war in a more enlightened, in a more, what I would like to call, better light. He didn't want to show her the damaged buildings, the farmlands, etc. So now the queen wanted to go and see Crimea. Potemkin wanted to show Crimea, which was now devastated by war, in a better light. So what did this ingenious man do? He created a small village. That village could be disassembled and transported. This village was the ideal sort of village with beautiful houses and etc. But at the end of the day, it was made out of basically soft wood, so that it could be disassembled like a tent and moved. So whenever you need, you can, like pitching a tent, go and create a beautiful village down the line. So what Potemkin did was, wherever the queen went, he went and set up that village. He would set it up near the border of Crimea one day. Another day he would put it up where the queen was going. So while the queen was traveling, she only saw not the damaged, ravished places in Crimea, but that beautiful village that Potemkin always assembled and disassembled and brought near her. So she thought Crimea was very prosperous. So now, to be honest, historians have refuted the origins of this story, but the literary device of Potemkin village is undoubtedly imbued in literary history. You can use Potemkin village to describe a situation in which something which looks great from the outside is actually very hollow in the inside and is actually a fake representation, a facade of its true nature. For an example, during D-Day, the Americans wanted to hide the fact that they were going to invade from Normandy. So what they did was, they went and created a whole different army made out of plastic, rigiform, and cardboard at a different place from the D-Day invasion site, so that when the Russian planes went by spying, they would see those fake tanks and artillery and those fake mannequins of people and think that the invasion was coming from somewhere else. That was a Potemkin village. A fake, a very good fake. Another great example is the two villages on the either side of the DMZ in South in Korea. The North Korean village, the DMZ, is a Potemkin village in the sense that North Korea has built this village next to the DMZ so as to attract people from South Korea. It actually does not have any people living in it, and literally, like Potemkin's village, is built of cardboard and different materials with no one living in it. It is there to showcase the glory of North Korea whilst people are starving and dying inside. I thought the idea of Potemkin village is true. truly important in the world of social media. If someone judged us by our social media profile, by what we put on Instagram or Facebook, they would be truly misled by our true lifestyle. If they go on one of our social media platforms and see all of the cars, the houses, they would think that most of us are living in a first world country, while we're living in a third world country with debt skyrocketing. This concept of a Potemkin village became even more certain because of the debate we had recently over how people were taking pictures of Rasakkulu while framing their houses and their cars. Were they showing a Potemkin village? Were they highlighting life, though difficult, strenuous in a country high in debt, high in inflation, with the foreign currency's revenue going down? Were they showcasing their lifestyle as a Potemkin village? If we truly don't know a person on social media and we just imagine what his lifestyle would be based on his social media lifestyle or what he portrays to us, we would be truly, truly catfished. So, in the ancient times, Potemkin village was a village itself, a fake facade, which was showcasing a utopic ideology whilst everything was in dystopia. But for us now in the social media world, our lives are in dystopia. But through our social media profiles, we are showing that we are living in a utopic time. We are living in utopia, that we all are doing very well. Minds are not at ease. We have different problems in our life. The economic status of our families are not good, but we portray ourselves in a different light on social media. So, where is the new Potemkin village? It's now in social media. So this is me ranting about a bit of philosophy that I've come across. I hope you would also read more about Potemkin villages and give your ideas too. This is me rambling and finishing my rambling. Peace.